There are some.
There are, no, well, there are, yeah, yeah, there's still some real sleazy sections down there.
Yeah.
That it isn't safe to go in daytime or night.
Yeah. I was coming back this summer, so I don't kind of went through New Orleans. A friend of mine took me through the French Quarter, and we went to this, we were going to this black restaurant. I guess it's kind of a combination restaurant, bar, lounge, that kind of thing. It had been, you might have seen it if you watch NBC Saturday Night. They had a little film clip of it, but it's real interesting, real funky place, you know. But yeah, New Orleans, nice place. What about, let's see, you go to member of any particular church at home?
Well, I'm a member of the Methodist Church. I don't go.
Yeah.
But my name's still on the roll.
Yeah. Like me, an occasional Methodist.
Yeah. Yeah. I go just enough to know that I don't particularly care for it.
Any particular reason for the, you know,
for why I don't go?
Yeah.
I don't like the minister.
Oh, I'm
he's
personal.
A jerk.
Is he boring, or is he just?
I stopped going. We don't have the one that we had when I stopped going. The one that we had when I stopped going was an old army chaplain, and he was sort of an America right or wrong, love it or leave it type, and. Went to church one Sunday, and it was to the point where we'd go home, my parents and I, and the minute we got out of the church, we'd start arguing about what a jerk he was, how awful he was. And went to church one Sunday, and he made some very unkind and uncalled for remarks about George McGovern, whom we had all supported for president. And so, rather than get up and walk out then and there, which is what I felt like doing, I just didn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been back.
So he's kind of died in the wool.
Yeah.
On the right, far out.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Is he really outrageous, or is it?
Yeah. He's vicious. There's no other way to say it except that he's vicious.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that. I had a minister, my church was nothing like that. He was just, he bore you to tears.
Well,
and,
that too.
And, when I went in the sanctuary, I'd pick out a nice big column and sit behind it, you know. Sleep, no problem. What about schools, your schooling? Did you go to school there? In those
yeah, I went to public school there, elementary, junior high, and high school. And the elementary school was about two blocks from where I lived, and the junior high and high school was about three blocks, so that I didn't ride the bus.
Mentioned where you live. What is your address there? I'm still
about Street.
South Apple.
Apple, APPLE.
What's the zip in those?
31774.
Did that elementary school have a particular name, or?
It was, I think it was probably, I don't know. Well, see, what happened was, is that in 64 we integrated, and we still had separate but equal when I started, so that there was the black elementary school and the white elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 64 we integrated, and we still had the black elementary school and the now integrated white elementary school. And this continued until, I think, fall of 70, when Supreme Court or HEW, one or the other, said that you've got to abandon dual school systems or you lose all your federal aid.
Mm-hmm.
So that from 70, fall of 70, it's probably known as Irwin County Elementary, but I'm not sure.